The European region. A. Area. 4 million square miles. B. Population. 300 million. C. Capital. Geneva. The European region was an anomaly in several ways. In area, it was far the smallest, not one-fifth the size of the tropic region in area, and not one-fifth the size of the eastern region in population. Geographically, it was only somewhat similar to pre-atomic Europe, since it excluded what had once been European Russia and what had once been the British Isles, while it included the Mediterranean coasts of Africa and Asia, and in a queer jump across the Atlantic, Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay as well. Nor was it likely to improve its relative status vis-à-vis the other regions of Earth, except for what vigor the South American provinces lent it. Of all the regions, it alone showed a positive population decline over the past half century. It alone had not seriously expanded its productive facilities or offered anything radically new to human culture. Europe, said Madame Sedzichowska in her soft French, is essentially an economic appendage of the northern region. We know it, and it doesn't matter. And as though in resigned acceptance of a lack of individuality, there was no map of Europe on the wall of the Madam Coordinator's office. And yet, pointed out Byerly, you have a machine of your own, and you are certainly under no economic pressure from across the ocean. A machine. Bah. She shrugged her delicate shoulders and allowed a thin smile to cross her little face as she tamped out a cigarette with long fingers. Europe is a sleepy place, and such of our men as do not manage to emigrate to the tropics are tired and sleepy along with it. You see for yourself that it is myself, a poor woman, to whom falls the task of being vice coordinator. Well, fortunately, it is not a difficult job, and not much is expected of me. As for the machine, what can it say but do this and it will be best for you? But what is best for us? Why, to be an economic appendage of the northern region. And is it so terrible? No wars. We live in peace, and it is pleasant after 7,000 years of war. We are old, monsieur. In our borders we have the regions where Occidental civilization was cradled. We have Egypt and Mesopotamia, Crete and Syria, Asia Minor and Greece. But old age is not necessarily an unhappy time. It can be a fruition. Perhaps you are right, said Byerly, affably. At least the tempo of life is not as intense as in the other regions. It is a pleasant atmosphere. Is it not? Tea is being brought, monsieur. If you will indicate your cream and sugar preference, please. Thank you. She sipped gently, then continued, It is pleasant. The rest of Earth is welcome to the continuing struggle. I find a parallel here, a very interesting one. There was a time when Rome was master of the world. It had adopted the culture and civilization of Greece, a Greece which had never been united, which had ruined itself with war, and which was ending in a state of decadent squalor. Rome united it, brought it peace, and let it live a life of secure non-glory. It occupied itself with its philosophies and its art, far from the clash of growth and war. It was a sort of death, but it was restful, and it lasted with minor breaks for some 400 years. And yet, said Byerly, Rome fell eventually, and the opium dream was over. There are no longer barbarians to overthrow civilization. We can be our own barbarians. Madame Sedzichowska, I meant to ask you. The Almaden and Mercury mines have fallen off quite badly in production. Surely the ores are not declining more rapidly than anticipated. The little woman's gray eyes fastened shrewdly on Byerly. Barbarians. The fall of civilization. Possible failure of the machine. Your thought processes are very transparent, monsieur. Are they? Byerly smiled. I see that I should have had men to deal with as hitherto. You consider the Almaden affair to be the fault of the machine? Not at all, but I think you do. You yourself are a native of the northern region. The Central Coordination Office is at New York. and I have noticed for quite a while that you Northerners lack somewhat of faith in the machine. We do. There is your Society for Humanity, which is strong in the North, but naturally fails to find many recruits in tired old Europe, which is quite willing to let feeble humanity alone for a while. Surely you are one of the confident North and not one of the cynical old continent. This has a connection with Almaden? Oh yes, I think so. The mines are in the control of Consolidated Cinnabar, which is certainly a northern company, with headquarters at Nikolaev. Personally, I wonder if the board of directors have been consulting the machine at all. They said they had in our conference last month, and of course we have no evidence that they did not. But I wouldn't take the word of a northerner in this matter. No offense intended, under any circumstances. Nevertheless, I think it will have a fortunate ending. In what way, my dear madam? You must understand that the economic irregularities of the past few months, which, although small as compared with the great storms of the past, are quite disturbing to our peace-drenched spirits, have caused considerable restiveness in the Spanish province. I understand that Consolidated Cinnabar is selling out to a group of native Spaniards. It is consoling. If we are economic vassals of the North, it is humiliating to have the fact advertised too blatantly. And our people can be better trusted to follow the machine. Then you think there will be no more trouble? I am sure there will not be. In Almaden, at least. The Northern Region. A. Area. 18 million square miles. B. Population. 800 million. C. Capital. Ottawa.